Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with rancher Donald Brown. Back with Donald in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's the 30th annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 9th through the 13th of July. It'll be coming live from Breckenridge, Colorado from Beaver Run Resort. 217,000 head will be offered on Dish Network, on DirecTV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 8:30 a.m. Central Time each morning. The auction itself at 9 a.m. Central Time. For more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. Well, cattle producers, it's time to get your kicks at the 66th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 20th and 21st, Embassy Suites in Norman. It'll be featuring the Cattlemen's College Sessions, five of them, a sold-out trade show, $12,000 in scholarships being handed out during the Junior Cattlemen's Leadership Sessions, and a lot more. Early registration ends July 13th. Go to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's website, okcattlemen.org, to register and for more information. Get your kicks July 20th, 21st at the OCA Convention and Trade Show. One of the legendary ranches in the Southern Great Plains is the R.A. Brown Ranch of Throckmorton, Texas. Donald Brown is a part of the R.A. Brown Ranch legacy, and he talked at the recent Texoma Cattlemen's Conference about how you successfully move from one generation to the next in today's ranching business.
Talk a little bit about the fact that you've got to have a plan. You really do need to stay ahead of being ready for whatever comes next, especially as it relates to estate planning. And I know this is something you're pretty passionate about.
Very passionate about, because my parents, grandparents, great-grandparents all have been very progressive and using a lot of forethought and planning in making sure that they did all they could to keep the ranch in the family and to keep the family in the ranch. So they worked hard in preparing us, training us to be prepared for the ranching business, but also to use the estate planning tools to most effectively pass on the ranch with the least amount of tax consequences, because, you know, with the death tax and estate tax that thankfully our current administration is working hard to get rid of or diminish, you know, what's there today and what we've had to live with the last few years is very challenging to keep a business intact when, you know, the death tax is nearly 50%.
When you get some of it picked off, it's very hard to keep it viable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you've got to keep it a viable size to maintain a viable economic unit as a business. So all of that is very important. Generational transfer happens, whether we're prepared for it or not. So why not take the time to prepare about it? That means we got to talk about our own mortality. We got to realize that we're not going to live forever. And so what can we do to set our children up for the best success? And we believe it's that we teach them. We teach them to work, earn, save, and invest. And with that, grow and build the business. So generational transfer happens. Question is, what are we going to do to be ready for it to help the next generation to transition as good as possible?
You're part of the Brown family. You've taken on the seed stock operation that has been a heritage of the ranch. Tell me about your seed stock operation.
So we sell about 800 bulls a year, Red Angus, Black Angus, and Sim Angus bulls. We sell about 800 commercial females a year in our two auctions, one second Wednesday of March and the other the second Wednesday of October. The last 2 years, our March sales been in Putnam, Oklahoma, moving that back to Texas this year. We love what we do, you know, been in the seed stock business for over 100 years. So we're selling coming-to-year-old bulls that are prepared and ready to make our customers money.
Rancher Donald Brown, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.